Welcome to Regretsville. I'm Jesse Jollis.
And I'm Tracy Soren. Together we're Soren and Jollis.
And you could be bop, bop, bopping your back seat in a car. You're bopping in the back seat.
We're someone in a car else is
driving.
Now.
And we're driving. We're driving. And but you are in the back seat. Yes. So you're technically not driving. You're just participating. And you're bopping.
It's an Uber.
Again,
it's a Lyft.
You're bopping. You're lifting. You're bopping. And the Lyft driver goes,
I can't stop here.
I can't stop here. It's illegal. And you go, I regret that.
Yeah. So maybe I told you picked the wrong
location. That's what you do. What are you going to do? We live with regrets. But we are not alone today.
No, we're not.
We are so lucky that we are never alone, because if we were.
Sad times.
I would feel sad. I would. We're here with Rashida Crockett.
Hello.
Oh, boy. She was an ABC Showcase finalist in 2017, I'll have you know.
Yeah.
She also writes for Talk Show, The Game Show with True TV that comes out in February, and I can't wait.
I mean, we'll be tuning in.
Oh, you need to. It's going to be incredible.
You need to have like a, you should have a viewing of like the first, whatever.
I should. You
and
know
then a party.
What? I might do
are
that.
Are we inviting ourselves to the
just,
party
I
that
just
we're
made,
throwing
we
at
just
your
made
par-
the party
I mean, are we though?
It's just going to be the three of us.
Yeah, well,
like, I love that. Hello, hello.
I'm a good laugher and a good cheerer.
Excited.
I really am.
It's Rashida's year.
Guys.
It's your
truly.
Year.
You know what? I actually did have a really good year. Thank God for that.
Yes.
And I hope that I have another good year and more good years to come. Let me live a long, good life.
Bless it and bless it.
Oh, blessings.
Now
blessings.
You're cruising. And we are also blessed.
Blessed.
Oh, my God. Blessed.
Oh,
what a dream. Well, we like to start with regret of the week.
Yes.
Sort of warms us up, gets everyone in the right mindset, if you will.
Yeah.
Get your regrets nice and
you know
piping.
What I mean? Piping hot, baby.
Piping hot regrets, baby.
I got piping a hot regret right off the press.
Yes.
Do you want to start?
I would love to.
Thank
so this
you.
Start actually, I think my regret actually involves you, which is interesting.
Oh, love hot that. Damn.
and a former guest, Claire Burns.
Love her.
I was on the train.
As you do.
I was on the train and I was just scrolling through Instagram.
Yeah.
And Claire put up some videos of her getting something removed.
Yeah.
Extracted.
Lipomas.
I guess I don't know what I
they're
had
like fatty cells.
Fatty cells.
Or something.
I have no, I cannot, we've talked about this on the podcast so many times.
Sure,
I can't
sure.
watch extraction videos. They make me vomit. Like pimple popping.
Oh, Claire loves that.
Yes.
You know, that's
yes.
a twist.
And
me
we,
too.
I think we spoke
yeah.
about it
oh,
on
yeah.
her episode.
Twisted.
Yes.
Right here.
So apparently, so I was coming home from work and I was really tired and I was just scrolling and she put a warning on.
She absolutely did.
Straight
we
up
said
was
we
like,
would.
This is. Just not disturbing.
Trigger
this is a trigger warning, essentially,
disturbing.
That
yeah.
this is videos of something being extracted. But I was so tired and scrolling that I just mindlessly
interesting.
Scrolled and then scrolled to watch her extraction videos on the train. Like, I didn't know that.
Sure.
I was really mindlessly, like,
yeah.
looking at anything that popped on my phone. Mm. Not that I don't pay attention. But, like, you know what I'm saying?
Sure.
That I literally,
but,
and I.
Yeah, Instagram
that
is for mindless.
Oh, yeah. I just was like, da-da-da-da-da. And I was like, oh, she posted something, da-da-da-da, and scrolling.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And I almost vomited because I'm really not good at it. Not because she's disgusting.
No.
I'm not good at any of those videos. And Jesse filmed
them. If I
them.
May.
That's
if
why.
I may, just step
and
up
she didn't
to
know
the
I
plate.
Was saying to this, saying this.
No, I had no idea
yeah.
you were going to say this.
And I wrote on Claire's thing. I was like, you gave a warning. I didn't follow. I didn't
And you
know.
Didn't follow it. I said to myself, let me explain something to you. Now, I love those videos. But I said, now, there's a difference between a video and live in a room. Let me
yeah,
say that.
I can't believe it.
And I'm not good with blood. So I thought.
Yeah.
And I said, but Claire said, I need you. I said, I will be there.
Yeah.
I will be in that room and I will find a way to ask the doctor to put on Norah Jones. Thank
yes.
you. And to be your videographer, if you
yes.
will. Take hold of that camera and say, you know, we're getting a close up.
You're a rider. You're,
yeah.
Yeah. That's
ride or die, baby.
One.
I
yeah.
am. So I told the doctor, I said, now I am going to be rolling around on a chair because I might pass out. I
oh
said, I
God.
Might pass out. I don't know.
Yeah.
I said, I truly don't know. And I feel like I am one of those people that's a little squeamish, might pass out.
Yeah.
And I didn't eat. Like, she had it, too. I had, like, something very little in the morning because I said, I'm
How
also worried I'm
going
to throw up. It was less than an hour.
Oh, good. Okay.
I'm sorry. So she was having what? Extracted?
She got
sorry. I hope
taken.
She's okay with me.
She put it on,
she put it on
yeah.
Instagram. Yeah.
She got something taken out of her back. Like, oh my God!
You,
I can't even.
If you if you're okay with it, it's
and
it's
the
hefty.
Back one wasn't pointed. Wasn't
Wait, I'm
on
sorry.
That one.
Is
I
it,
could.
That wasn't
could
on.
Puke,
that was the neck one.
Is it fat? Is it?
It's fat.
Yeah,
but that's good, right?
Oh, we
it's
loved
like lipo.
It. Yeah, it's like I mean.
Yeah.
It's sort of, but it's like they've clustered, so they become a lump. Yeah. So you take them out.
Interesting. Well, this, I mean, but is this, I guess my question is this just for aesthetics or was she uncomfortable?
Well, I think it was getting uncomfortable.
Okay. Because she's just living her best life. I'm like, yes, no, God bitch, bless. Get your lipo, bitch. Yes.
Yeah.
God bless.
Take it out, take it out.
God bless me.
Anything, take it out. So, but I'm in the room and here I go and it starts and I was so afraid. I could have been a doctor is what I discovered. I could have been a doctor.
And you were fine with it?
At least I was fine. I was like, back up. I'm not getting good light. I was like so into it.
Oh,
back one, which she didn't post because it wouldn't play for a while.
A lot.
Listen to me.
See, I'm happy.
Listen
I'm
to
sorry.
Me.
I'm happy.
It was the gift that kept on giving.
Oh, God, I could throw.
You thought it was done and it kept going.
I
was like, this can't be happening. And it did happen. Then the neck one, that was a sensitive one.
Yeah.
That one, but we once again, deep. It was deep. It was amazing. It was amazing.
So, yeah. So,
and we went to a diner right after.
I have to watch
See
this
again.
Now.
You have to. Look on her Facebook. Look on her Instagram. I'm sorry. But it really, shout out to her Instagram.
Yeah, shout out to her Instagram. Claire LBS.
Yes. But my regret is that, like, read, Tracy.
Well, yes.
You know, like,
okay,
read your trigger warnings. Because that's really not for me. I really can't handle it. It really, like, makes me physically. Like,
didn't watch the whole thing, right? You then left.
I didn't watch it, but I literally scrolled through all. Because you have to understand, I didn't read, so I didn't know what was happening.
Right.
So I didn't it showed, like, this, like, thing. And I was like, what's that? It didn't show it extracting right away. It just showed
the back.
The back. And
with
I was like,
the marks.
I was just like, what? Again, I was processing things
way
later than, like, what was happening of
in
my
real
hand
time,
moving.
Sure.
So I just was like, she has a bunch of stuff. And I was going through everybody's, whoever was on my feed, I was just like, da, 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 da.
Yeah.
And I didn't read. Yeah. I didn't know she had a warning. Mm. Didn't read anything. Kept going and almost puked on the train.
Wow. Mm.
So I was like, this is what mindless social media is bad.
This is what it'll do.
Because if you're somebody who's uncomfortable with certain things, you just start to do it. And, you know, God bless. I know people were loving it.
Oh, it blew up.
It blew up.
It did.
But
it blew
if you're
up.
Like me, who, like, the sight of that will make you puke. My regret was like, and I was really tired, and I was like, fucking Jesus.
But you did it to yourself.
Yeah. Oh, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
That's a self-imposed.
Yeah.
Self-imposed.
Stupid regret of like,
that's
just
fair.
Don't mindlessly look at your phone and not pay attention.
I feel like all regrets are self-imposed, though.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's
yes,
the problem
that's true.
With them.
That's why
100%.
We regret them.
That's true. So that was my, thank you to Claire Burns and Jesse for taking the video, but that was my regret of the week for that.
Wow.
Yeah.
Hot take.
I didn't want to tell you that would be a regret. I remembered it right when we were talking before, and I was like,
sure.
I'm going to do that. Because it was, when it happened, I was like, this should be a regret of the week.
Listen.
But
to each his own. So my regret, hot take, came from, it was yesterday. Was it yesterday or 2 days ago? Who knows what day it is? I went to the grocery store, and I said, I do this new thing now, which is like a real power play. Okay? Because I go, I deliver. Okay, your homegirl delivers.
Oh,
because they deliver for free if it's over $100, and I can do that in the blink of an eye. So, and especially if I buy cans in bulk.
Yes.
Who are you kidding?
Yeah. No.
Oh my God!
No way.
It's such a good system. I'm like, this is amazing.
There's no way.
So I rock in there. I really do.
Definitely.
I rock and I roll. So I was in there and I was like la la la. But then I went. Now hold up. It is the weekend. What is the cutoff time? It was at 6:45. I think I walked in at like 6:25. Like
were you already full cart?
No, I just walked in and I was like, I have 20 minutes. No. I have 20
really?
Minutes.
I would have been like, I'm out.
No, I was like, I have 20 minutes to get, because I'm like, I didn't walk all the way here not to go shopping. And I didn't walk all the way here not to buy everything that I need. So I was like, I'm going full throttle. Full throttle. I should have written a list. I didn't. My mom was like, write a list. I was like, for who? And then I was like, I should have written a list. And so I did make it, of course.
I mean, I was probably sweating.
I was sweating and moving. And I went, I mean, it was just the best time of my life. But then when I got home later, I realized I forgot a bunch of stuff because I went too fast.
Because of list.
And I was bummed. So I regret not
were
having
you
a list.
Did you have recipes you wanted to cook?
I had.
I could really make this a food podcast. So we
well,
do
I had some recipes. I had some things I wanted to try. I forgot like garbage bags, like important essentials sort of that I wasn't thinking about because I was like.
No, you were hot to trot.
Hot to trot. And I was like, you can't tell me I won't make it. Because
well, that's the competitive side that went boom.
It did, and I won. I will say, I think I won.
Congratulations!
And I made a
you still
lovely
hit 100 though with forgetting stuff.
Salmon the other night. Thank
oh my
you.
God! You, I'm just like you hit 100 still with forgetting stuff.
Oh, I went far over 100.
And you probably got new things that you wouldn't have gotten before. You're just like, oh, this looks like something I need.
Yeah, I was with my mom, too. So I was like, you know, pleasure is pleasure. And I was like, we are getting whatever we need.
When you're with your mom, that's always the thing of like shopping with your parent.
Yeah.
If they're willing to.
Oh, yeah. I was like, I wish I'd had more time. I would have thrown everything in the car.
Yeah, this whole store would be mine.
Truly. So.
But that's a bummer. Well, she also was probably like in the background, like, I told you to. Make a list in her head.
Oh,
not
my
telling
mom
you.
Was like,
not telling.
My
you.
Mom was stressed out too. We were both so stressed out trying to, you know, run around and get it all done. And she taught me how to make the salmon. It was a really fun night.
That's fun.
We had fun.
That's very exciting.
Yeah.
Solid regrets of the week.
Thank you.
I think
solid.
So. I mean, not that we ranked
fun.
Them.
We're not ranking. We will not rank. Solid. Do not ask us to rank Rashida.
So, Rashida.
I'd never.
Thank you.
I'd never.
But now enough with us.
We
honestly,
need the main
I'm
show.
Already bored. Yeah.
Oh, we're bored. We don't need it.
You know what? And I'm listening to y'all, and y'all have some really nice regrets.
Yeah.
Your regrets are just fabulous. Like, oh, I'm watching my friend get. Cute cosmetic surgery that's gonna make her beautiful and oh I bought too much food.
I did feel like a Bravo like housewife. I was I'm going to my friend like we were and she is at a plastic surgeon.
Oh yeah,
like,
yeah.
Because they do better with I guess
of course.
Stitching.
Well to be fair though,
happen. I can't believe
we do regrets of the week. We're not doing our regrets of our lives.
Yeah.
That's fair.
That's fair. Because that's your job.
Oh guys, my life.
Coming in hot.
That's your job.
But okay, so my biggest, should we start with the biggest or should we start with the second biggest?
Yes, biggest.
No, let's
okay, balls to the wall.
Balls to the wall.
So my biggest regret, when I was 20, okay, 20, yeah, in 2006.
Young.
Ooh, guys, I think I just told my age.
Oh, yeah.
20-ish, I don't remember how old I was. But in 2006.
Maybe in the teens.
I found out that I had a friend who was sick. Mm-hmm. So that's my friend Joey. Now, Joey is my friend from middle school. Joey and I met in the fifth grade. We went to prom together in high school, like senior prom. Like, we have been friends all throughout middle school and high school. I went to Temple. He went to LaSalle.
Mm-hmm.
We, you know, went to Philly and like lived in the same city together and just like loved each other. Mm-hmm. And he is, I mean, to date, one of my bestest friends. And I found out that he was diagnosed with lymphoma my junior year of college. So this was sort of like, Joey was like a crazy great scholar. So he had graduated college a year before me.
Mm-hmm.
So, or like a semester before me. So he was already like about to be done with college. My black ass is just catching up trying to graduate on time. And I had also pledged a sorority. So I'm like kicking it with all my new sorority sisters and like having fun. And I get a text message from one of my other high school friends. Like, her name is Camille. Camille was like, Rashida, did you know Joey had cancer? And I was like, no, I did not. Joey and I talk frequently enough that I think I would know if Joey had cancer. So you shut up.
Yeah.
And then I called Joey and I'm like, fucking Camille, do you know what she just told me? She just said you had cancer. He's like, well, yeah, but you know, people can only give you but so many like prayers and well wishes.
Right. Yeah.
I'm just ready to get better. And I kind of got tired of talking about it.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, okay. But I don't know. I think when you're that age and you have a friend who's sick, you never think anything bad is going to happen.
Right.
Because your friends are young and they're strong. And I didn't know, I didn't have any friends at that point or any, I didn't know anybody at that time in my life who got sick and died.
Right.
Maybe tragedy, a car accident.
Yeah.
Or like, I didn't know anyone who got sick and died. So I just knew that Joey was going to get better. So, that, you know, the summer comes. This was in the spring. The summer comes. I come back to New York. He comes back to New York. We're hanging out. We're kicking it. He's getting better. Rave reviews. He's also, he has this internship with Dipset.
Mm-hmm.
And so he's in Harlem 3-4 days out the week just like doing his internship. And he would only talk to me about the internship. He was never really like, and, you know, just like we would hang out and have fun. Like we never really talked about him being sick.
Right.
Whenever we did talk about it, it would just be like, how are you feeling? Oh, I'm okay. How's your mom? Oh, she's good. She treats me like a little boy with cancer. However, I'm a grown ass man with cancer, so she needs to knock it off.
Right.
So that was just like how our conversations would go. So Joey beats the cancer. And I'm like, I knew Joey was going to beat the cancer. And one day his brother, Joey has a twin brother named Kenny. Kenny calls me and Ken's like, well, Joey just had to go to the ER. He has a lung infection.
Oy.
So chemo, for those who don't know, it's it kills cancer, but it kills everything. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's really, really hard on your body. And Joe, just as a human, got sick beyond the cancer because he had already beaten the cancer. But he was suffering from a lung infection, and that put him in the hospital. So Ken, you know, I was like, okay, but shit, he just beat cancer. He's going to be fine. I mean, a lung infection, they're going to give him some antibiotics, and he's going to be fine. And I'm just living my life. I'm just in college, living my life, and taking for granted that I have a sick friend, because I just knew he was going to be okay.
Right.
Like an idiot. And Ken calls me up, and he's like, Rashida, if you're trying to visit Joe, you need to come.
Oh, fuck.
Because, like, it kind of took a turn for the worse. And even then, I was like, okay, I'm going to come visit Joe on Saturday. I'm going to get up. I'm going to go. You know, it was around midterms. And I was like, you know, I'm going to get my life together, do what I can for these midterms, and I'm going to, you know, do my school week and then go visit Joe on Saturday. Mm-hmm. Saturday morning comes, and I'm like, fuck it. Now I got to get up, get on this China. I had such a disgusting attitude about it. Like,
yeah.
Because I'm like, he's going to be fine. Like, ugh. And I just talked to him. Like, he's fine. And but you know what? Ken said, I need to go and visit my friend. At the very least, we'll just, like, I'll have a day with my friend.
Right.
And we'll laugh and we'll joke and it'll be fine. And Ken calls me that morning. And he was like, Rashida, are you traveling? And I was like, no, I actually just got up. I was about to get ready. And he was like, Joe died last night.
Oh, my God.
And I... Even now, like, talking about it, I feel like such a dick, because you never, I mean, I just didn't think that was going to happen. I don't think Joe thought that was going to happen. I don't think any of us really thought that was going to happen. Like, and because I didn't, but then it's also like, Rashida, so 21-year-old Rashida was so self-centered and so, like, dumb and stuck on herself that she couldn't take a day to see her good friend before he died.
Ugh.
That is probably my biggest life regret. Even like, and I still talk to Kenny all the time, and I still talk to Joe's mom, and it's so interesting because I remember the first time Joe and Ken were, they're twins.
Yeah.
And the first time I saw Ken, and Ken is an angel, shout out to Kenny Miles. So he's an angel, because he still makes a really great effort to maintain friendships with Joe's friends. And you know, Kenny and I, throughout my life, like, since college, I lived in Philly and I lived in Pittsburgh, and then I moved back to New York, and Ken has stayed in contact with me throughout all of that. And when I came back to New York, and I remember visiting Ken, and we met at a Pinkberry, and I hadn't seen him for a long time, and I saw him, and I immediately started crying because I was stricken with so much guilt.
Of course.
To, like, and they have the same face.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, that's crazy.
They look exactly alike. And I remember, like, just feeling so guilty that I let my friend die. And I didn't see him. And I would.
Oh, wait. No, I have a tissue.
I know.
Wait,
I'm so
I have.
Sorry. Oh, God.
I always carry napkins.
You know, and it's. No, I'm good, because Ken always, every time we, like, cry about Joe, Ken will be like, Joe wouldn't want us to cry. And then we stop crying because Joe would be like, enough of that.
Yeah,
like,
yeah,
he would always be like, enough. So with that being said, of my life's regrets, even like sometimes, even like, no shade, I listen to the show and people, in my regrets of the week, like this, when I thought about my regret of the week, it would have been because I was dog sitting for my mom's dog, and I fed him too much and he threw up.
Yeah, yeah.
And sometimes, like, I'll have a bad audition and I'll be like, fuck, I really should have done that self-tape in a swivel chair. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
And those will be your regrets.
Of course.
Yeah. And, like, life. And it reminds me that, like, girl, you've gotten through, like, real shit. Like, you've really hated yourself for, like, real shit.
Yeah.
So it's okay that you didn't do the self-tape in the swivel chair. So with all things, that's okay. So that's regret number one.
Well, hold on. We're not going to jump right in.
Do you have tissues?
I was trying to find, but you then gotta get
tissues.
I thought it was too
and
loud.
The lights are out. And where are the tissues? Because I
mean,
I'm
okay.
Tissues.
I'm okay.
But
I didn't want it to be too loud.
No, but you gotta get tissues. I love tissues. I think tissues are the best. And
to be fair, they're just crumbled up napkins, but they're not dirty.
And that is to be fair. Because I will say that it is fair. Because that right there, I mean, the way you told it,
I didn't think. I honestly didn't think.
I didn't know how it was going to be. I know. I didn't know that was going to happen. I will say that.
Wow.
Oh, same.
Yeah. Sorry.
I think you told it from that perspective.
Right. Which is true.
And I mean, you can hear that.
That's still mad at myself.
Yeah. Like, I know. I'm still mad. I don't have many regrets in life.
Yeah.
But God, if I regret being at a stage in my life where I was so dumb and just like took life for granted. I guess you're just young and you think, I just didn't think my friend, I didn't think he could get that
sick. Of course.
I didn't. And he's such a strong guy. And sometimes I think even now, like about society and how society looks at, and this may be a bit of a tangent, but like how society views black people and black women and black men, and they, and you will strong black woman or strong black man somebody literally to death.
Right.
Assuming that
they
have superhuman strength, and we do, and then we don't because we're human.
Of course.
Because you're still, you know.
Yeah, it's like interesting because generationally we've overcome so much, but God, are we not just still human? And I think a strong black man can, I mean, so, oh, Jesus.
Right.
A strong black man, Joe, in a way that I don't know that I could ever forgive myself for.
I mean,
and it's not even for him, like, truly for me. He's resting and he's peaceful and he's in a better place and he's fine, I know. But I am alive and unpacking this guilt.
As an adult, you can understand.
Yeah.
Well, brain wasn't fully formed.
Your
brain was not fully formed.
Who in college
thinks anything? I truly, looking back, was an idiot. Like,
same.
An idiot. And
to be fair, sometimes still an idiot. I mean,
and
you know what I mean?
It's so rare now, though. No, it's so rare.
No, but I'm saying sometimes it's like I say something, I'm like, that's a schmuck. Like, I'm a schmuck.
That's a schmuck.
But, like, you know what I mean?
Absolutely. And in a way, like, the way that your relationship was, it sounds like you guys didn't really talk about it, and it was something that he was taking care of, and he didn't want you to worry or to,
He didn't want to be a victim.
Yes.
Is that right?
I mean,
not a victim, but he didn't want to be seen as a cancer kid.
Exactly.
Right.
But then also, if you can't be seen, like, as a cancer kid when you are a cancer kid. If you can't be seen like that with me.
Right.
No.
That's what I worry about, just like with society and people in general. And I don't know what it's like with other cultures. But like, we can't afford to waste our men and our women and our children. Like, we can't afford to waste people assuming that they're going to be okay.
Right.
And oftentimes we do that under the guise of, this is a strong black man, or this is a strong black woman, and we waste each other, and we waste each other, and we take each other for granted, and the lesson of that that I got from that, you know, after therapy, and big shout out to Ken, because I don't know.
I love Ken.
How a twin. If this is as hard as it's been for.
Of course. A twin, yeah.
So, and he gives me some of the best advice about just like staying healthy and not having guilt and just like remaining whole. And because I mean, you lose. I loved him. I remember it took a lot of prayer and just like calling my grandma up and like, Grandma, can you please pray for me? Because I'm so sad and I miss Joey so much. Yeah. And even like, and it was like years of that, like, and my grandmother would just pray for me, and she would be like, oh, you know, it's okay, baby, like, he'll be fine. He's fine. He's probably just wanting you to be fine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you ever feel like him or a presence or?
I talk to him a lot. The other day I wrote on his wall.
Yeah.
Some days I just, it's, because sometimes it's healthy and sometimes it's not. Because for me, the way I've been dealing with it. Because part of it is like, life would be so much easier if Joe was here.
Yeah.
Like, he would be so successful. He would have the best advice. He would have the best stories. We would have the best vacations. We would have the most fun. God, would I even still be single today if Joe were alive? Like, if we're a fifth, we'd all be drunk. Like,
Of course.
And I just think of like, oh, you know, all these, and you start to fantasize and romanticize and fall in love again with someone who's dead.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. That's
and
so intense.
It's
super easy, because then you can't, then you don't have any room to love people who are alive, or like be right. like vulnerable with people who are here. And then I don't know, it sounds it's challenging to explain, because if you've lost someone that you've loved in that way, or even like lost someone that you love romantically, you mm-hmm. can find yourself really in a place where it's like, oh shit, the way I need a nigga so unavailable he did. Like, right, literally. Yeah, yeah. That's what's in your head. And that's sick. It's sick and it's perverted. Yeah, it's yeah. it's weird, but I loved him so much. Yeah. And he was my friend. And
yeah.
So now I talk about it not as much as I used to, like, in therapy.
Yeah,
and I don't talk about it a lot with, like, my other high school friends who knew Joe well, because I don't know. For some reason, it still feels like I still feel selfish, because they lost a friend too, and he was a different kind of friend to me. And I don't know. Yeah. It feels like this tug of war sometimes with some of my friends. Like, well, you didn't love, like, no one's saying this, but to feel like, well, you didn't love Joe more than any of us. And I don't, we all loved Joe. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I just.
Well, loss can do that.
Yeah. And I don't want to compete.
No.
In grief.
I don't want to compete in grief.
No. It's not a competition.
So, yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah.
You're very strong.
I mean,
you're also a very good friend.
Yeah.
You need to know that. And I really feel like he knew how lucky he was to have you in his life.
And to hear that, honestly, though, that it sounds like you went to therapy and you're trying to work out a very big loss, a very big thing that you know, the culture aspect that you talked about, and all of this other
it's a little bit of luggage.
We have a carry-on.
It's baggage.
It's rolly. Yeah. It's rolly, so it's hard to know the weight.
Yes. But you know,
it's rolly.
You could be charged extra, but it's
an extravagant Louis duffel, but
You know what I'm saying? But like, just props. But there is props to you that, you know, at in your age to be whatever. But like. In the age we are, to have worked this out. Because I think, like, you could look back on your earlier years. I can't think of truly, like, unless there's people, you know, a lot of people who went to college operated that way.
Right.
You know, when you're in that atmosphere. Yes. And a lot of people who are young, if they haven't seen a lot of loss when they were young, they think they're invincible.
And here's the crazy thing. I've seen loss. I've seen loss when I was young, and I've seen older people pass, and I've seen younger people die tragically. I've seen, you know, I have people who I grew up with who were murdered or, like, got into car accidents. But, like, everyone heals.
Right.
Like, that was my whole thing. Like,
heal.
Because we've all gotten sick. And I guess fuck cancer, but
let's shout out
cancer. Fuck, you're the real problem.
You're the real issue. Yeah,
truly.
But like, I never imagined someone as strong and as young.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Not healing.
I know this is crazy, but like, I just keep being like, he was on such a at this internship. Like, you know what I mean?
He was destined to rule the world.
I've never
met anyone like Joseph Lewis Miles III. I've never met anyone like them. And that's the thing. It's like, you have a friend who has known you since the fifth grade, and you want to be like, ugh, like Joey got me. Like, you know what I mean? And you can search your whole fucking life trying to find someone who gets you.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And then it's like, you just think about the craziest things. Like, so the only, it just makes you think crazy.
Yeah.
So with all that, because I loved him that much and because he was that kind of friend, I couldn't see him.
Right.
I will say that I
think that it is good to classify this as a regret, but I think it is good and healing if you forgive yourself, though.
Still trying. I think for what it's worth, I think I'm close.
Like,
I think it's a process, and it is a regret,
and that's why it's okay. You can forgive yourself because
we all make mistakes.
And how do you know? And truly, oh, I'm really gonna lose it.
I'm gonna lose it.
I'm gonna lose it. We're really gonna lose it here. But how do you know? You don't know. You didn't know. You really didn't know. How would you have known? Absolutely. There's no fucking way.
No fucking
Death
way.
Death shows up.
Knock, knock.
It shows
it
up.
It doesn't knock, excuse
no,
me.
No, it doesn't. It storms
it
in.
Right
it pisses everywhere.
And I always ask for a knock.
You know?
So.
It even if somebody has cancer, you right. can believe it. You doesn't, can literally be like, oh, they're going to die now.
Right.
You know? And it's shocking. Even if someone's sick for years, it's still like, holy fuck.
Even if you go now, you know? Say goodbye, it's still shocking.
It's still shocking.
I said goodbye.
It's
I'm
still
shocking. Shocked. I'm equally shocked.
So to be 21, to be out of that, you weren't watching it. It
no.
was such a quick turn. You know what I mean? The regret is a regret, like
it
she
is
said.
A regret.
I understand. No one's trying to belittle that.
No.
That I would feel the same. I have, listen,
right,
with death, I have regrets as well. I would feel the same way. But yeah. It seems like you're on a path to forgiving yourself,
yeah,
which
man.
Is important.
Yeah,
if
yeah.
you can get that.
Yeah, I am. I'll be
yeah.
great.
Yeah,
yeah you are.
But you know what? However long it takes.
It takes.
However, what if this is what you got to, if this is your reckoning, a part of it, that's what it is.
Word.
You know what I'm saying?
Word.
Word.
There's nothing.
Yeah.
Everybody's got something they got to deal with. You know what I mean?
Word.
Yeah.
And it's on your timeline.
Word.
You know?
Yeah,
but that shout out to Joe, man. I mean,
this one's for him.
This one's for fucking Joe. Like,
what would he want you to like say or do on a podcast? Let's try to do.
We're podcast.
This is for
back
him.
Then.
we're
the radio.
What would he think was funny?
Oh my gosh, what would Joe be into? He had a lot of great one-liners. I mean, one of my favorite things he used to say was like, "This will be just another great chapter in my autobiography."
Oh.
And I mean, maybe this will just be another great chapter in mine.
Oh, well,
honestly,
that's a way to.
Yes.
Oy vey.
Yes.
I really could go down. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Pulling it in.
And we're reeling it and we're reeling
and we're
it.
We're reeling
in.
It in,
we
ladies and gentlemen.
But we hit on some topics there, my friend.
Thank you for being so vulnerable.
You were so vulnerable.
And so open.
Really open.
Oh, you ladies are girl, this is how I feel.
Yeah, that's
because
it.
Because you can strong. You can sit here
like
and live
said,
your whole life. Pretending that you're so strong and that you and why
and honestly why
take that cape off
and I think
you
know
you listening take that fucking cape off
right and I think a lot of people feel that way but the way you spoke about you know black women or black men we can't comment as we've never experienced that
you can't it's fine
but it's fine we can't but you're trying you're showing you know
yeah
you're that's what you're showing because
yeah.
you're showing it
and it's like what is strength.
What is strength?
Truly.
Really?
Think about how you're defining strength. Because if strength is suppressing your guilt to the point
yes.
where you don't get past it, if strength is moving past things
strength
without
is not
dealing
crying.
With it.
Yeah. Why is that strength? I think
no,
it's
I don't
just
know.
As much courage to
yeah.
cry. Right? Why do we do that where it looks weak if you cry? Over my dead body.
It's harder to be healthy.
It
it's
is.
It's harder to do the work.
Of course.
100%.
Of being healthy and... I choose healthy.
Yeah,
so
that's where we're. And you know what? Like
kiss
Ken
my
said,
strong black ass.
Be healthy. Be healthy.
Listen,
that's what he
be
said.
Healthy,
be healthy.
Be happy.
Oh man, if you want to pivot, it's up to you. I'm not telling you to pivot.
Wait, no. I think this is important. So
yeah.
I have another pretty big regret.
Yeah, yeah. We're gonna let you do it. We're going on your timeline
yeah.
here. I'm not.
Oh my goodness. So I get. I've been a bridesmaid 7 times.
Oh, jeez, Louise.
Bless
wow.
me. 7. Times.
And the bank account, I'm sure, reflects it.
Honey.
Yeah.
I'm about to have to start selling dope. No, I'm kidding. I would never hire me for your writing jobs.
Yeah.
I need them. So the last wedding I was in was for my cousin, Catherine. Shout out to Catherine.
Hey, shout out.
Her husband, Jason. Shout out to Jason.
Hello, Jason.
They're the most beautiful couple. I have yeah. to show you guys a picture after this.
You got
to
show
So I was a bridesmaid in Catherine's wedding.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, this is a good segue. This story makes me smile. So she had a beautiful wedding, beautiful bridesmaids. The groomsmen were fun. Like, everybody was fun. And so, you know, all the bridesmaids and the bride are talking and we're like, okay, so who's single? Like, which groomsmen are
right.
single? Who's this? Who's what? Okay, but who's whomever? And none of them are single. single except for one, and he's trash. He's not trash. He's trash adjacent, and no one wants that. But the guy that I was walking down the aisle with, the groomsman I was walking down with,
yeah,
we'll call him D. Mm-hmm. She was like, D's a really nice guy, but he's been with his girlfriend for 6 years. He's, you know, his fiance, blah, 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 blah. And I was like, all right, fine. Ain't nobody checking for none of them anyway. So right. They all wiped up, blah, blah, blah. So D and I, and actually all of the groomsmen and I end up really like hitting it off. Everyone's having fun. Mm-hmm. And D's coming back to our table. He's like, shot of Hennessy.
Oh,
I'm like,
yeah.
No, I don't want this. No. Okay. Shot of Hennessy. So I don't know. I think we did probably somewhere in the vein of, I stopped counting after four.
Oh, my gosh.
So we're twerking. We're having a good time. D and I ended up, like, in the suite together, just happenstance.
Yeah.
Because, like, he had come back to get a thing. I had come back to get mm-hmm. a thing. We end up in the suite together, and we kiss.
Oh, no.
And
oh, no, bad.
But now we done did it. So
oh, my God. Yeah, now it's over.
Now it's just happening, right? So yeah. We're just, like, drunk and just
alcohol.
So faded, and we're just like kissing, and not the bride but my other cousin, the bride's sister, who also a bridesmaid, comes in, and she doesn't catch us kissing. We like straighten up, but she sees the two of us in the suite. She was like, y'all ain't shit. Now I'm gonna tell you this about my cousin. She's okay. So if my hoe at that point in my life was at an 8, my cousin's hoe might have been at like a 9.6. So she did not come in the room to judge.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
She came in to get a crab cake, saw what she saw, and was like, y'all ain't shit. Pointed to D and was like, my cousin is gonna fuck your life up, and then just leaves.
Oh my God.
So D and I leave. We go back on the dance floor. Everyone's having a good time. We electric slide in. We cha-cha slide
in. I like to see where the dancing is going.
Right. Line dance galore.
Yeah.
Before I let go, we're Frankie Beverly and the Maze. And we get in our little shuttle to go back to the hotel.
Yeah.
And D and I start making out in the back of the shuttle.
In front of everybody.
In front of everybody. Because we're too drunk.
But where's his
fiance?
The fiance, damn.
Was on the dance floor at one point, and I think she just left earlier.
Oh, she's had to go home. She was like, I have a report in the morning or something.
Oh, no, just like back to the hotel. She wasn't that far.
Oh,
I thought that the,
holy shit.
I literally thought this was like destination, like she's somewhere.
So
not
this is
here.
In Long Island.
Oh my God.
Oh my God.
They were staying at a hotel. So, but you know, the venue might have been about 20 minutes
from
the hotel. So we're just like taking the shuttle from the venue back to the hotel.
Oh, and he is staying with her.
I don't have a hotel room because I live in Manhattan. I'm just gonna hop on the Long Island Railroad, go back home.
I don't know how
that wasted
you thought that
goodbye
was
to you.
Oh, that it was just a really expensive Uber that night. I was so drunk. And the next day I was like, I think I did something bad. So I text my cousin about something, maybe to just say good morning, and she doesn't text me back. And I left my glasses there. I text my cousin.
You're like, that's what I did that was bad.
Okay. I was like, yeah. Oh shit, I forgot my glasses. So I text my cousin about my glasses, not the bride, her sister. She doesn't write me back. I text again, she doesn't write me back. I call, she doesn't pick up. And I'm like, well, this isn't what we do.
Right.
So I text my other cousin, the bride. She doesn't text me back. And so I text her sister, and I'm like, cuz, did I do something bad? And she was like, no, I said, cuz, am I a bad person? She was like, you're not a bad person, but sometimes good people do bad things.
Oh, my God.
So what happened when I left, the following morning, D went to the bride and the groom and told them what happened. Like, Rashida and I were making out. Everybody caught us. And I'm going to tell my girlfriend. He tells her.
And that's with the bride and the groom right before they go on their honeymoon. One
right. He tells her. She loses it.
Of course.
Calls off the wedding. Goes back home. They live together. Throws all his shit on the lawn. Sends him to his parents' house. Their wedding is off because he kissed me at this party. Sorry, it's not a party. It's a wedding. At the wedding reception, it was just a really great party. And
I mean, good for the couple. I mean, they threw a bash.
They threw a bash, and it was so much fun. And then the next morning, it felt my cousin, not the bride, the sister.
I don't know why they were mad at you.
This is how I feel.
That's
but you know what? It was kind of, I guess it was on both of us. And my regret is.
You didn't know. I mean, listen, he has a 6-year relationship
alliance with her.
Dee should have
done
better.
I mean, I wouldn't feel great about it, but also it's like, you're not the one at fault.
Hence well, why it's not my biggest regret.
No. I think it's like 25-75. I think the issue is, if this would have been a normal party, just wave our hands. If this would have been a normal party, but it, because it was a wedding and it was your cousin's wedding, you brought they brought some drama.
It brought drama.
Yeah,
but not till the wedding. Next day.
Yeah, but that's on, that's true.
You know what I
that's
mean?
That's true. But that also is on D because he's a fucking moron to go to the bride and groom. Leave them alone.
That's how you know.
Leave them alone.
That's how you know he ain't about this life. I need my dudes about it. Yeah. You're gonna make out and you gonna cheat on your girlfriend. Don't go and tell the bride and groom the next morning, you asshole.
You wanna tell a friend? Tell a friend. Don't go.
Write it in your journal, bitch.
Yeah.
Write it.
Write it in your diary.
Whatever you do, don't involve
them. Go home. Tell if you want to tell your fiance, tell your fiance, but don't involve the bride and groom have their croissants in bed.
Let me be clear. I've worked as a bridesmaid too, and I called it work, and I meant it. And I've seen many other couples break up during the party.
Really?
Yeah. I feel like it either calls for love and breakup.
That's true.
If it's like we're not here. I can't see us doing that. And then it's like a fight. One bridesmaid's crying about that. They're like,
Thomas
left. You should
never involve the bride.
Well, that's
the
thing. Don't you dare involve the bride and the groom.
He did. And my cousin was not talking to me.
I don't understand. I don't love that.
But I will say this. My cousin is the sweetest, kindest woman I know.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
and
yeah.
I have never had her that angry with me. And I think the reason why she was upset was because she had just before the reception laid out all the people who were taken and said, this one, I'm friends with his fiance. You cannot touch him. And I was
it
like,
made it her
ain't
life
nobody
harder.
Thinking about it him. Is- and I immediately, subconsciously was like, okay, him?
Yeah.
And I didn't mean to do that. But
alcohol.
Listen,
you know,
Bachelor in Paradise style. You come in, they say who's off limits. But if you ask and they accept, not your fault.
But I will say, I can see from the cousin's point of view that she was like, it's my wedding and you brought drama. Because now I'm friends with the fiance.
Is she?
That's she was. Yeah. And she was. And now, you know, like the fiance called their wedding.
Oh, wait.
Off.
I missed that. Oh, she was friends with the fiance. Okay.
And now the fiance has called their wedding off.
Right.
That my cousin and her husband were like in.
I mean, power to her.
And
power to her.
Power to her a little bit, though.
But I mean, no, fuck that. I don't care. I'm sorry. We've been together for 6 years. Okay. So you kissed a girl. We didn't have sex. Like,
oh, no. I would be no,
over
no.
a kiss. No, you don't get to get my man because he kissed you. I'm sorry. That's just my truth.
No, I hear you, but
I don't think about it that way.
Well, I just go if what's next?
No, see,
there was nothing next because if he was about that life,
right?
What's next probably would have happened. He's not about that life.
No, but is he? But he was going home to his fiance. She was not in Houston. She was not fucking wherever.
She was on the third floor.
That is the thing.
If he wanted to get his fucking rocks
and
off,
also
he
was in the car
upstairs.
With all those people. I mean,
we were really drunk.
You were really drunk.
I mean,
that's truly caution to the wind.
I understand that.
We did not. We obviously, that was caution.
Windows down and the wind is blaring.
But to me, if I were her, I wouldn't be worried about you. I got to be honest. Like, I wouldn't even be like, oh, she's going to take him, whatever.
No,
I would just think like, not. No,
that's
no
fair.
Offense, but he would be a non-entity.
The worry is him.
The worry is
100%.
Him that he's bored, and so he's gonna he has a little henny, and that's what's gonna happen. That's what I would
a little
feel.
Honey,
a little henny, a little Hennessy.
Oh, Hennessy.
Little henny, you know Hennessy, yes,
like Hennessy.
You know
Queen
what I mean?
Stand up,
Queens,
Queens, Tracy, Henny.
Yeah, you know Queens. You know what I mean? I have like
I know, baby,
bottles of Hennessy in my downstairs basement.
Henny, Henny, Henny.
But yeah, but like. You know, that's what I would feel.
I get it.
It wouldn't be like, oh, she's going to take him.
No.
It would just be like, he's bored. And why am I going to put a ring on it if he's bored?
Well, if this is already happening.
And
their wedding is December.
Oh, my gosh.
Like, so this was in April. They were getting married at the end of the year.
She must have lost some money.
I think
sorry
wedding,
I just was thinking that, about
mean,
the deposits
I, yes I'm
it
thinking,
stresses me out the money of the weddings you
honestly
know what I mean?
I think they got back together and hopefully their wedding is back on. D, and D and fiance, I hope you guys have the a beautiful best life. If you're listening,
God bless.
Luck.
And he's not bored. No.
Bless
no.
you.
No. And it was a drunk night.
Bless your union.
And here's
your
the thing. Union. I wouldn't even care. Like, if my boyfriend came to me and was like, I feel like I want to experience something else, if that was a conversation, it's not the impulse.
Well,
you know
I will
saying?
Tell you this, and this might be a little bit too much exposing my freak life, but that's kind of what he said. And the best man, who was like a mutual friend of him and the bride, him and the groom or whatever, like a close friend of them, he confirmed, like, if you're feeling D, it's okay. He and his fiance have an open thing.
Oh, see, then it's not on you at all.
Wait.
Yeah. That's info to the end.
Why is there a problem?
Oh, that's not.
And that's what I thought was, I thought they had this open.
See, no, I take it back. No,
I do
not
too.
On you. Not on you.
But my cousin was so mad at me. I felt so
not
bad.
Not on you. Not on you.
Well, I don't know if your cousin knew the whole story.
First of all, he could have lied about being open.
I think he did lie about
but,
being open.
And then a friend could have come in who you think you could trust and then comes in and is like, oh, no, he's open. And you're like, oh, okay.
And I didn't. All I know is what they've told me. So
of
I'm
course.
Like,
of course. And nowadays people are open.
And with
so
all
you
res-
believe them.
And I just to be under the understanding of where I was in my relationship. So G and I just had broken up.
Yeah.
Not even a month
So you
before.
Were like.
I had just been like cheated on.
Yeah. Oh, he cheated
put
on
my
you?
Boyfriend out.
I got to say that story, though, is also
that
amazing.
Is an amazing
if we
story.
Do, I mean, truly, if I may. I love that story.
Yeah, the story.
Was he the one that was at the Halloween party?
Yes.
Yeah, the story of my ex when I caught my ex-boyfriend cheating. It's an amazing story. I have to tell it to you. It's hilarious. However,
we might have time. We might have time. Yeah.
Unless but you like, don't want to tell it.
But okay. So I'm also like unpacking that.
Right.
You know
sure,
what I mean?
Sure,
and dealing
sure.
with
You're
that.
You're coming in hot.
I'm coming in hot, girl. Yes. Guns smoking.
Guns ablazing.
And I didn't think what would have happened with D and I happened. But, you know, if this was my first time like kissing somebody who wasn't my ex-boyfriend in well over maybe almost 2 years at that point.
Yeah.
And like.
You were ready to go.
I thought it was going to be a fun little adventure.
Yeah.
Joke's on me. Bitch, turn your hoe down from an 8 to a 6. So
yeah, but no.
And you left
no.
your glasses.
And I left my glasses.
No hoe can be without their glasses.
No, you can't see.
My glasses didn't ask for
yeah.
it.
No, my glasses were innocent.
I really, I take, now that he said open, I'm, no.
Oh, I mean, personally?
That's how I felt.
No.
But like,
no.
I felt like the whore of Babylon for at least 3 weeks. Maybe
absolutely
two,
not.
A week
nope.
to 3 weeks.
Absolutely
I would
not.
Because, I personally well, would not.
But my cousin is so sweet. And she sent me, like, I sent her a text message apologizing. And she sent me a text message back that was still so nice, but kind of like, you're better than this.
Okay, so okay. She wasn't fine. She took her stance. It's okay.
Like, you're better than this, and I need to take some time to help my friends get through this.
Right.
And I understood it.
That it's uncomfortable
but
for
I
her.
I felt okay. very bad. Like, and honestly... I didn't even get no dick.
Yeah.
So that's a regret for me.
Yeah. You were like,
oh,
it was like
yeah. all of that headache and no, and nothing to really show for
no.
it. That
you
I regret.
You know, you could have yeah. made out with that. I mean, really.
There was somebody else at that one.
Oh, yeah. You know what I mean?
There was a line.
There was a whole Soul Train line at that wedding.
And I mean,
that
was line
the,
that was
the,
there
the
was a line behind
dance.
You.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Oh, please.
Don't tell me.
So, yeah. I mean, that's my true regret.
Yeah.
That I wasted my 8 hoe
yeah.
on that.
Yeah. Well,
you could always amp it back up.
I'm working on it.
Yeah. You could amp it. You could amp it back up.
I
mean, it's a scale. I mean, the levels can change.
It's a sliding scale as well.
It's a sliding scale.
It's a mental state, you know?
Listen, so at that point, I was like, you know what, Rashida, you have to turn your hoe down. I said from an 8 to a 6, but I probably turned my hoe down to at least a 3.
Wow.
I was running on a 3 hoe for a couple of months after that.
And that's not as, you know.
I was basically a nun.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, and a nun is a 2.
I think a nun is a 2.
All right. Then
so
I was
who's
at
a
2.5.
Yeah.
I wasn't Catholic,
right? Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I could never
and that's
really
the
be.
Thing.
But if I were, I would have literally turned into a nun. So I was at like a 3. My
wow.
hoe was at a 3
and you
for
didn't
a while.
Deserve that.
My
Your
yeah.
hoe did not deserve.
But
that.
I get that you had a reverberation of like, I can't do this.
Well,
exactly.
You
I
had
feel
the.
Like
fu-
I
yeah.
mean,
but I'm sorry again.
I don't.
Once
I don't.
Heard the open, I'm sorry.
I don't.
No,
I don't feel. And also, once again, you owe nothing.
Yeah,
I get
owe
that.
Nothing.
I guess you're. I mean, that's how I see it.
Yeah.
That's how I see it.
I only thing I can understand the cousin is if it brought drama to the wedding, and
that's
friend.
What it was.
But and
did
that's it?
It did. It did.
Oh, because like, the day after.
The day after. Because he was an idiot.
The day of the
All
wedding.
The groomsmen yeah. went to her and apologized.
Wait, what?
Because they watched us make out. The one groomsman told him that D was in an open relationship. So they were all accomplices.
That's
all
true.
The groomsmen went to her and apologized. They just basically spent the following morning talking about how ratchet I was.
Yeah, but no, but the groomsmen
I'm
were
not
at
okay.
fault.
I'm not okay with
Why
that.
Why are you ratchet? The groomsmen
no.
are at fault.
I'll
I'm
kill
sorry.
Them all. How
they're gonna
dare
go,
they?
They're going to lie
no.
through their fucking teeth.
No.
And then they're going to go apologize to this girl.
Absolutely.
And then you're
and
the
you're
villain?
Not going to get an apology?
The whore
Did they knock
lie.
On your door?
What kind of scarlet
I
letter
don't like,
bullshit?
They should knock on your door with your glasses and a rose
I
saying we are so
bullshit.
Sorry we did
they
that to you.
They should apologize to you too. That's fucking bullshit.
Not okay.
Who the fuck are these dudes?
Who are
trash
they liars?
Trash adjacent, you said?
Adjacent.
No, trash.
They're trash.
That's straight
trash.
That's fucked up.
That poor. Ugh.
That's fucked up.
You know what? Was it the guy who was single? Because maybe he was angry.
You know, no.
I'm causing drama.
He actually,
I mean, they
he
did.
Was semi-single. He came with someone, but he wasn't in a relationship with her. The girl who was single.
No, I meant, who told you he was open?
No, the one who was single.
That's what
See?
I'm saying.
Trash adjacent.
I knew
that.
So, he is, and not adjacent.
He's
mixed
trash.
In the pot.
He's trash.
Whatever
he's
you call
straight
it.
Trash.
Oh, he's trash.
If you're listening to, if you're listening, Jason's
you know who you are.
Oh, best man.
Jason? Oh,
no, Jason's
yeah.
best man.
Sorry, Jason's,
Jason's
best
man.
Not so best.
Jason is a saint.
Jason's
best
saint.
Man, though.
Not so best.
Fuck you for telling me D was in an open relationship.
Yeah. Not so best.
Just so I could turn my hoe up and you could see how high my hoe could fly.
I'm
fuck
sorry.
You.
Fuck
and
him.
By the way, once
fuck
again, you.
You
didn't get no DD, so
yeah.
technically your hoe flying ain't that high.
Yeah.
And kissing?
All of,
it's,
honestly,
a
child's
grade
play.
It's a seventh grade
Truly.
Party.
It's a seventh grade party.
It just
Come
more alcohol.
On now.
And I feel like, you know, you just walk through this single life hoping to have fun, not have babies, and walk away unscathed.
Right.
I just hope to walk. That's all. That's
and
my
I
only
hear
hope.
You. And I hear you.
You know what I mean?
Just to walk away unscathed.
Yes.
And, you know, with no, you know, no STDs,
yeah,
no damage to my reputation.
No.
Right.
Just walk away with not smelling like the smoke from the fire I've just
yes.
been in. So I, that instance, I felt really put some smoke on me because
they fucking
know,
smoked
but
you when
they
you weren't there.
Smoked you.
They
threw
they
you into that fire.
You. Not
they threw
okay.
you the fuck in.
They did. They locked the door.
Because you go, okay, well, he's telling me that could be a lie. Oh, but a friend
exactly.
backed it up?
Exactly.
A friend backed it
oh,
up?
Yeah.
They're all like, go for it.
Oh, yeah. 110. I would have been like, he's open. Cool.
I can't believe they didn't apologize to you.
Done.
I'm very upset.
They
no
didn't
one
apologize.
Apologized to me.
Well, we're on their behalf. Sorry.
Yeah.
Thank
truly.
You.
Fuck
Ladies,
that.
Thank you. And I mean, frankly, my only two regrets were upsetting my cousin.
Okay.
And
I
get that.
Getting
I get that.
Actual dick that night.
Yeah. If you're gonna get burned,
if I'm going down.
You better go.
Hello?
Get an orgasm from it. I mean,
yeah. I deserve an orgasm.
You absolutely
yes.
do.
At least a little play, a little nip play, a little something. You know what I'm
I
saying?
I mean, at least to fake it.
A little, at least something.
At
least a little
the
like
opportunity
close,
to
close
practice.
And lost
yeah.
it. Close her to bus pass by.
Yeah,
lost
right.
it. Like
lost
something.
It's a wave effect anyway.
Yeah.
So it's not. I mean, that's
just
the
some.
Thing.
You know, just right. even some dry humping.
Yeah. Close.
I mean,
open my eyes. Garfield was on the television. Lost it.
I watched. A segment of a show called I think it's couples clit meditation.
What
clit, which I'm
what
like
show
am I gonna
I
get blocked
this.
Off the air? This isn't the air, but it's like I laugh a little.
I
laugh
this.
As a,
educate me
truly. And it's I'm laughing. I am.
Wait, you're meditating?
I'm smiling.
What are they?
So the idea is, it's so funny.
I need you to explain it.
Okay.
I need it now.
So the woman, first of all, I watched it. It was like a class. So
yeah,
know that.
I'm really.
Know
I'm
that.
Really
There's best. A bunch of people in the room. All the women don't have pants. They're like completely.
I'm wait, where did you watch
yeah,
this?
Yeah,
what
seconds
was the
back.
Show? The show was like, oh God, I think it's on
is
Showtime.
There
was it okay. like a porny?
It's porn? Not porny. It's like sex education.
Love
and,
it.
And fetish
in education.
Education.
Okay.
And so the woman who's taking you on the thing, she like is talking. So it's like, I think it's called clit meditation. I really
well that's what it's
the
called
the guy
now.
Who runs it moronic. Actually, it was very funny. Anywho, so the way it works is
I'm sorry. Wait. Is this not my regret? I feel like I've gone on a tangent.
I really want to know. And we are sitting on this. This is how we're going to end the episode.
Because I want you to get this as well.
This is how we're going
to
end the episode.
Okay, let me tell you. This is how we're ending. And we're ending, you guys. So what you have is, so what happens is they go to this class, okay? And the guy's like, I'm going to show you guys how to, I think, meditate. Clit meditate. And it's like, okay, so they get this woman who comes in. She's like, hello.
Hi, my clit.
She's like dressed. She's like, you know, legs open.
Clit.
Clit out, okay? And then he goes, this part's the crazy part, and the part that I truly was, I was haunted, I had to stop, I was laughing and I was dying. But the guy who did it, once again, creepy, but he goes, I'm going to touch your pussy now.
Okay. I appreciate the ass.
Yes. Yeah, but I didn't like that.
No, but also I feel like when you signed up and you paid your money.
The pussy, was involved. So here we go. So he starts and he's like, it's like he's talking, he's trying to teach. It's like
guys, you have to see Jesse's hands right now. I know.
It's a rubbing effect. It's a rubbing effect, and it's like all about like you're meditating. You're massaging the clit. No, the guy's massaging the clit, right?
Okay.
The girl is just supposed to be like
in it,
chilling. Breathing. Well, yeah. I mean, obviously, she's horrendously sweating and orgasming out of her mind, and it's like
in
very
one second?
Insane. No, it, oh, I mean, like, it's 15 minutes, the whole thing.
Oh, the pussy guy's really going at it.
No, it's not. It's like, it's very like,
is there a link? I need a link.
I gotta send you the link.
Yes.
But
then,
I have to see this.
Then he also goes to one-on-one. He like, you can have him come in. So this couple has him come in. So it's the boyfriend, the girlfriend, and then the guy who's coaching the guy through it.
No, because some of these dudes
need. Come?
No.
Someone's coaching.
Stop it. Some of these dudes need coaching.
Oh, 110. They need coaching.
And what he said is
but
like,
I'm saying
nice
I couldn't
moves.
Come if there's like,
no!
A coach with a whistle, you know?
And he is saying, like, he's like, nice move. He said that to the guy. Nice move. Try, like, which I'm like, what?
First of all, if anyone's giving my man positive reinforcement on his moves, it's me. You shut your fucking mouth.
That's what I'm saying.
Don't try to make him feel good about this because you don't know that that's a nice
move.
No,
isn't meditation for silence?
Also, yes.
Also.
That's what I'm saying.
That's what
meditation
I'm saying.
Meditation
doesn't.
No. And if he wants to get coached, get a rubber pussy and fucking play with the clit.
Yeah, play with that there.
I'm supposed to be in the moment. Right.
I understand.
If it's my pussy, first of all, and I hate the word pussy. I really do. Yeah. I don't like that it's coming out of my mouth.
But
I
say
am,
it again.
But
pussy,
here I,
pussy,
but I'm
pussy.
Saying that if it is... and everyone is different. We know that. Every pussy's different, right?
Oh.
So one move
snowflakes.
Might work on one, doesn't work on the other.
I agree.
That's a good move. You don't know which
you
pussy
don't know
you're dealing
with.
And I'll say this.
Guidelines. We're talking about guidelines.
Yeah, truly. Those are the steps. And if you've had a fair amount of bad sex, I wouldn't be mad at a coach. I would just be like, someone help us.
I'm okay. I'm okay with a coach. Just like
someone help
two
us.
Men's head, just two, a coach's head so near my clit is
it's
what
not,
I.
They're both on the other side of you looking at the, like.
A mirror clit? Is a clit in the mirror?
I'm done.
No, they're right there. They are right there.
You know, I got to give a shout out to all these women who are like, I'm comfortable with this.
And my favorite part is the couple, he was like, do you want to try it? Which I'm like,
that's why they paid $400.
Yeah, do I want to just lie there while you, I mean, at least
while
the worst you can do is attempt. I mean, even if it goes bad, it's fine. Just be quiet and I'll be meditate at least.
Oh my God. But, I mean, God bless these women.
I mean,
and
God
bless
these men and these women.
This was
and
the
type really
of porn that I first ever saw was like HBO educational porn.
Oh, there you go.
Wow, yeah. That's
I loved it. I have to be honest. I love porn when it's natural.
It wasn't porn. I have to be
no,
clear.
No, no. But I'll say I love sexual
stuff.
It was
actually
people
and it was
and
very
it's not,
funny.
Like, disgusting.
But that is a little soft porny.
That's soft porny. Come
it's
on.
Soft porny.
Was it?
That's soft porny.
I don't think it was if you watch it. It's not like
I
hot
need a link
in any
out of
way.
You.
I need.
I mean,
yeah.
I'm gonna find you. I think it's a Showtime
he
show.
He said pussy, and your pussy closed up.
I truly was like, I have to leave the room.
Okay.
Also, because
I don't know how long this episode is.
When it first started, I was like, the editors hate him. They made him look like a moron. He, because the name of the company or whatever, they were like, what does it mean? And he couldn't think of it, which I'm like, the editor hated him, though, because they didn't have to put all this in.
Is this a docuseries? This is a narrative show.
Docuseries.
Yeah, so this is real.
And then it was, a real life couples playing dolls. The girl dresses like a doll. and then doesn't move.
Guys, this is like real. This is like real sex on HBO back in the day.
This is what I love.
Which made me what I used to watch.
I was literally crying real tears.
Yes, I'm sorry. Yes, yeah. Don't the title of this episode can't be like clit message.
This is beautiful.
Thank you.
This is what comedy does. Yes, sorry, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh God,
you can talk about the most tragic thing that has happened in a friendship.
Yes,
and your largest regret. And by the end, you're talking about pussy
you're
clit
on a
meditation.
Pussy train. I mean, next thing you know,
great.
I'm feeling great.
Or looking up classes.
Where are those classes?
Oh God. Well, this has been an ep.
This has been an ep. It really has. And I didn't know that was
so
coming.
Much. No, but I
so
loved
fun.
It.
Thank you for
Thank
being
you,
open
Rashida.
And
you're
vulnerable.
Such the best. I'm so glad. I'm personally happy, and so is, I'm sure, Jessica, that you're back in New York.
Guys, and I'm personally also
thank
happy.
Thank you for having me. You know that I am huge fans of the both of you. You guys are some of my favorite people
love you.
On this comedy scene. So keep up everything you have doing.
God bless. And let me tell you.
Hugs and high fives.
Yes. We're all high fives.
And you know
hugs
what? Huh? Live your life.
Live your life with no regrets. I meant
with
sorry.
Regrets.
We're so frazzled and we're clapping each other's hands. And then it's I don't pay attention.
We're so frazzled. Live your life with regrets.
Thank you.
Okay.
Forever Dog. This has been a Forever Dog production. Executive produced by Brett Boehm, Joe Cilio, and Alex Ramsey. For more original podcasts, please visit foreverdogpodcasts.com and subscribe to our shows on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Keep up with the latest Forever Dog news by following us on Twitter and Instagram @ForeverDogTeam and liking our page on Facebook.